particular. We're honoring our graduates, and we're going to talk to them specifically. But with that in mind, this message is really geared toward everyone. All of us have to come to this place in our lives, to the place where we graduate, so to speak, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. So if you've not gotten there, then you might be 60 and still kind of struggling to get to this place, and you might be 10 and ready to take this plunge. So whatever it happens to be, have your heart ready. Hebrews chapter 11, let's take a look at verse 23 and then we'll pray. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. Let's pray. Father, we ask that you would meet with us today. May this passage of scripture speak to our hearts and challenge us. May we be open and receptive to the work of your Holy Spirit. Draw us close to your side. We do pray for our graduates as they embark upon another era of their lives, that you would give them wisdom and courage to go forward with what you would have them to do. And Father, we'll thank and praise you for all that you do in Jesus' name. Amen. Take a look there at verse 23 again and tell me whose faith is being spoken of in verse 23. Say it out loud, Miss Carol. Moses' parents. I thought I heard somebody say that. Moses' parents. Look, Moses is just a little kid, right? By faith, Moses was placed by his parents. And that's really where this starts. Graduates, listen up. This is where it all started. Your mom and dad have taken steps of faith. Most of you who are graduating today that we've honored are coming from Christian homes. And this really is a good description. For many of you who did not graduate today, maybe it's been so long ago you can't remember exactly, but the real truth is at some point your parents, even if your parents didn't fully understand the gospel, were trusting some things about your life. They were taking steps of faith, whether they realized it or not. But if you had Christian parents, there's no question about it. Here's what happens. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents. His parents started this, and that is where your faith has begun. Especially for our graduates that are here today, you know, you have parents who know Christ, who have raised you in the nurture and admonition of Christ as best they could, at least as best they did, all right? I can't say it's as best they could. All of us could do better. But it's as best that they did, and that was their goal. Their goal was to give you that sense of security and to pass that faith on to you so that you could take some steps of faith of your own. And they did that, and with Moses' parents, they did a couple of things. It says they hid him, and they were not afraid. Can I just talk to the young parents here for a moment, all right? And maybe you've got that little one that you're holding and cuddling in your arms, or, you know, they're keeping you up at night, and you put them in the nursery just so you can have 3 minutes of quiet time, whatever it happens to be, and here they are. And can I just point out some things that God has given you this little one, and you need to go forward without being afraid. I remember when Mel and I first got married, the world was such a horrible place that we sat there and had thoughts like this. Is it even right for us to bring children into the world? Remember thinking those things? I would guess that every generation before us and every generation after us will have thoughts along those lines of some sort. And the answer is absolutely yes. Children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. And so the answer is a resounding yes. Have children. In fact, I say to the young couples, have a lot of kids. You know, there's two ways that we're going to turn this world around. We're going to win the lost to Christ, and we're going to raise up Christian kids. That's what's going to happen. I mean, until the Lord comes, that ought to be our goal, is to turn the world around, right? We ought not to be content to just let the world, you know, be as it is, but we ought to be the changing agent that God has left here. And so that's one of the ways we're going to get that done. So don't be afraid. Yes, sometimes it literally means that you're going to take that little one, you're going to put them in a basket, and you're going to send them off. Remember the first day of kindergarten? I remember those first days. It's hard to remember who cried more, you know, our kids or us. And you're sending them in a basket, and you're just kind of sending them off because, you know, you're trusting God to do something. That's where it started. That's where it started, high schooler and college graduate. It started with your parents who just trusted God and took some steps of faith. And look what begins to happen. And I want to show you that this is where graduation day comes into play. Verse 24, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, all right? Now that's you graduates. You've now come to years. By the way, you don't have to wait till you graduate to come to years. It could be you at 12, 13, 14. It may be that you missed your opportunity and you're just now spiritually speaking at 27 or 45 or 58, coming to years and beginning to recognize that, you know, that the Christian life is not just something that I'm playing with. It's not just a matter of going to church, but there's something to the Christian life that involves me. That's what Moses is happening with Moses here. He's coming to years. Look what it says. When he was come to years. And now Moses begins to make some decisions. First thing, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. You know, there's a point at which you have to figure out what your own identity is. You have to say, I am not going to be a part of this world. I'm not going to let the world choose my identity. I'm not going to let the world paint me into a corner. I am going to side with the God of heaven. And Moses, when he came to years, began to make some choices of his own. At some point, your mom and dad's faith isn't enough. You're going to have to make this yours. Do you understand? In verse 23, it was all about Moses' parents. And Moses' parents were trusting God and placing their faith in God in their dealings with Moses. But when Moses came of years, that faith had to become his own. And teenager, you're reaching that point where it's no longer about what your mom and dad think and what your mom and dad believe. It's you have to trust God on your own. The faith of your parents will not get you to heaven. It won't. Your grandparents being good Christians does not get you to heaven. You and I, each individually, must recognize that we have some choices to make. And Moses said, I am not going to let the world choose my identity. Think about this for a minute. What is your identity? Is your identity defined by Snapchat? You know? I'm not a big fan of Snapchat, all right? I don't have it. No surprise. But the reason I'm not a fan of it is because there's very little control on it. If your kids have Snapchat and you never look at it, shame on you. You are being irresponsible with your kids' technology. Because look at Snapchat. You know what it does? It follows the top things that are out there. And so your kids can say, oh, well, look, that looks interesting. And they can find things that you do not want them. Well, my kids don't take those naked pictures. No, but you know, the kid that you don't know that lives in Southern California does. And it's one of the top 10 trending things, and it's advertised on your kid's phone. And Snapchat's just scary, but what's your identity defined by? Is your identity defined by a sport? You know, I mean, has the world backed you in? This is you? You fit in this box of the sport? Is your identity defined? Now, Moses said, I am not going to be identified as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. There is something greater for me than for the world to decide who I am. And Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. This is where our faith begins. Moses, by faith, is going to identify himself with Christ. And you're going to have to make some choices. You're going to have to graduate spiritually and quit hanging on to the coattails of your grandmother. And it's going to have to become yours. And that's where Moses is at. So let's see what else Moses does. Not only does he refuse to be identified by the world, but he then, verse 25, chooses rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Moses says, you know what? I've weighed these things in the balance. I've come to years, and it's no longer what do my mom and dad think is right. Is I'm going to weigh these things in the balance, and I'm going to choose holiness, righteousness, godliness over sin. That's what he says. He literally chose to suffer the affliction that comes with being a godly person rather than the pleasures of sin for a season. This is spiritual graduation. If you and I are going to grow up spiritually, when we come of years, it's time that we start choosing, that we make up our own mind. It's no longer I go to this Christian school and they make me dress this way, they make me talk this way, they make me do this. No, it's now I must choose rather to deal with godliness, even if it means suffering, to suffer with the affliction of God's people rather than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. And this requires a lot of faith. This isn't something you're going to just do. If you have been doing this because it's been thrust upon you, you know, you've been placed into the basket and you have no choice but to be in the basket, and it's been thrust upon you, and if that's all your Christianity is, that hollow, empty type of Christianity, then you're all of a sudden, when you're coming of years, you say, wow, there's nothing here. You're right. You must make this about your faith. It's not about your mom and dad's faith anymore. It's not about grandma's faith anymore. It's about your faith. And Moses now chooses, he exercises faith. By faith, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. By faith, he chose the affliction rather than the pleasure of sin for a season. Take a look at verse 26. By coming to years, by growing up and becoming mature, Moses begins to realize that he has to, he must. It's no longer what mom and dad thinks important. You must decide what is important according to your thinking, and then you're going to have to take some steps of faith and trust what God's saying here. So Moses esteemed the riches of Christ greater than the riches of Pharaoh and of Egypt. Moses reaches this point in his life where he's come of years and he's beginning to understand some things. And it's no longer about what do mom and dad say is important. So my question to you is things like this. There's this weird thing happening in our churches right now. Our churches meaning, you know, good fundamental Baptist churches all across America, not just this church. And that is that when our kids reach 18, 19, 20, they quit coming to our churches. And all I'm saying to you is that when they're reaching 18, 19, 20 and coming of years, they're choosing what is important to them. You've got to start choosing. You've got to esteem the riches of Christ more important than these other things. Look what Moses did. He esteemed the reproach of Christ greater than riches and the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. What's important to you? Graduate, this is no longer about your mom and dad. Now, your mom and dad might be saying, now, wait a minute, Pastor, they're still under my house. That's true. But I'm talking about in their spiritual walk. You know what? You can't keep making this decision for them. You can place them in the basket, and you cannot be afraid and trust God to take care of them. But there is a point at which their faith has to be exercised. And they have to choose. And I'm hoping, graduate, that you're going to see the Word of God as being very important and make it a priority. As being a reproach of Christ that is greater than the riches found in Egypt. That you're going to see being faithful to church, that reproach of Christ. You know, no one else is doing what Moses is doing. He's the only one. To great faith. And while all of your friends may say church is silly and it's ridiculous and it's, I like this, this is the big catchphrase, it's not relevant. Like relevant, the only thing that's relevant is technology. And, you know, relevant is, you know, it's the buzzword for cool, basically. It's not cool. That's what we mean by relevant, really. Oh, we don't say, oh, no, Pastor John, you don't understand what relevant means. Relevant means that it just isn't meaningful to me. Okay, well, one of the two of us is wrong. Either meaning not one of the two like of us, but either you or God is wrong. God's word has never ceased to be relevant, ever, and it will not. So that's not the point, right? So cool is really the factor. Now, you know what? I'll grant you, most of your friends right now are not going to churches like this one. I'll grant you, that's true. But you've reached some crossroads, some decision points. And now your faith has to be exercised. And Moses said, I choose the reproach of Christ over the riches of Egypt. This is that crossroads that he comes to. You know, for our terminology here, you're going to have to think about your purity. Are you going to choose the reproach of Christ? You know, it's not cool. It is not, what's another word I'm looking for? doesn't necessarily mean cool, but I can't, you know, but it's, your friends are not saying, you know, that this is, they just simply think it's not important. That's the thing, that their purity isn't important. That they can simply throw, you know, play around with their purity, and then eventually it'll all come out, okay. But you're going to have to esteem some things important. And Moses said, you know what? The reproach of Christ is greater than what the world has to offer, greater than the treasures of Egypt. And he chose purity. He chose to be right with God. Your parents have been pounding this into you for the last 18, 20 years, trying to get you ready for this moment when you kind of spread your wings and make some choices of your own. And it's time for you to exercise faith. And what I'm saying to you is that the Bible is worthy of your faith. And that's what Moses found out. And so he began to exercise faith. Look at verse 27. By faith, Moses, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the king, the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing he was invisible. He made some hard choices. You're going to face a lot of hard choices, graduates, teenagers. You know, this is the way of life. Coming to years and growing up and beginning to choose some things for yourself, you know, before you've always been able to say, my dad won't let me. It's not that. That's not the case anymore. Coming to years means that you have to choose. And Moses is making some hard choices. And most of us as Christian parents, we've kind of kept you pretty guarded. And that's our job. We're supposed to. We've kept you guarded. And now it's, I tell you, one of the your parents are still taking, they're still taking their own steps of faith, because it's hard, isn't it, Mom and Dad, to take the hands off and trust God, you know, and trust your kids to put their faith in the right place, you know. And so here they are. And part of that way that you're going to place your faith, that you're going to exercise faith, is to forsake the things that you shouldn't have be a part of. You know, the old song, smoking, drinking, fist fights, and dirt. Anybody know that song? No. Two of us. Pastor Andrew, because he's been around me long enough, probably. Smoking, drinking, fist fights, and dirty talk. You know, it's like, those are, you just forsake them. You put them aside. They don't belong to my Christian walk. I'm going to choose rather to the reproach of Christ than the things that the world has to offer. And the world is out there just dangling all kinds of things in front of our children's eyes. And as you're coming of years, they're showing you, you know, if you had money, you could have this. And you'll never have money if you keep following after the things of God. And so the world's trying to get you to go a different direction. And you've got to come to this point. And I'm not opposed to you having money. Make a lot of money and give a lot of it to the church, right? I'm not opposed to that. The point is that you've got some choices to make. You're coming of years. And those of you who've kind of spiritually, you're just now coming to that place. And again, you may be older, but you've kind of hidden in the shadows of Mom and Dad's faith. And it's time to make it your own. And you're going to have to choose. I am going to forsake. I'm going to walk away from things that are against the God that I choose to follow. I'm going to forsake them and walk toward the things of God. Moses, by faith, does that. Verse 28, through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Now, there's a couple things spoken of in this passage. One, of course, is talking about salvation. That's what the Passover is, and the sprinkling of blood is that great picture of the gospel and salvation. And, you know, that's, you know, you've got to make that solid. Graduate, you've got to be solid on your salvation testimony. You got to know for a fact that you're going to heaven and that God has saved your soul, and that's solid. But it's beyond that. It says Moses kept, and it's this concept in the verse right before that, it says that he endured. It's that concept that Moses isn't going to forsake. So you made that salvation testimony back when you were 4 and 6 and 10 and 12. We heard these testimonies just a minute ago. and you've made those decisions. But now that you're come to years, you've got to decide, am I going to keep following this God that I've trusted? Now it's time to keep it. It's time to make it yours and to embrace it. Not because it makes God or it makes your mom and dad look good or makes your grandma and grandpa look good. That's not it. You know, I know so many kids who are just afraid of disappointing mom and dad that they keep doing what they've been raised to do. But the faith never really becomes theirs to where they're embracing it and saying, I'm going to come of years. No, it's not just, this isn't about your mom and dad anymore. This isn't about your wife or your husband, those of you who are older and finally getting it. It's not about just keeping up appearances. It's about embracing, keeping. This is the God that I chose to follow back when I was 12. And now I'm going to follow. I'm going to choose to keep that. I'm going to go that direction. I mean, how many of us, you don't have to raise your hand, just think about it. How many of you know somebody who made a great profession of faith when they were 12, 13, 14? I hesitate to say things now because everything goes out on the internet, but my own sister, when she was 13 years of age, Faith Baptist Church in Avon, went forward in a church service and surrendered her life for Christian ministry to the mission field. And today, doesn't believe that there's a God who actually cares about what we do on this planet. She's an agnostic. She believes in God, and that's about as far as it goes. At some point, when you come of years, you got to keep it. You got to say, not only have I been raised this way, and not only do I do this out of habit, but this is now mine. And he embraced it. And by faith, Moses did that. He kept these things. Now then, let's show you what this is all about. Because this is really where it comes to. This is where your mom and dad's faith comes full circle. Moses' mom and dad, back there in verse 23, sets him in this, you know, little boat, pushes him out, and trusts God with the hope that God would do great things. Now look at verse 29. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea on dry land. Wow. Can you imagine Moses' mom and dad at that moment? We knew it would be worth it to get our kids. Because what God wants to do, graduate, is God wants to do great things through your life. But unless you follow the example of Moses, and you choose to follow after God on your faith and not mom and dad's, unless you forsake the things that don't belong there and choose rather to suffer the affliction of Christ, unless you make sure that the world doesn't make your identity, that you're not going to let yourself be identified by the car that you drive or the house that you live in or the clothes that you wear, but your identity is going to be in Christ, you'll never get to the place where God does great things through you. Who'd have ever thought that little kid, with no real hope of living, being pushed off into the water, would stand one day at the edge of the river and watch God part the waters? Who'd have thought that? By faith, Moses was able to be used of God. Are you ready to graduate? It's time for this faith to be yours. Come of years and make it personal. Quit trying to please people and instead choose rather the reproach of Christ over what the world has to offer.